Okay, we are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4, Maseches Yevamos. We left off last time discussing further cases of people who cannot be married into the Jewish nation, you can't marry into someone who has biological Jewish lineage. Mishnah Dalet continues where we left off previously to that, I believe, in the first two Mishnayos of the Masech of this Perek, in which we specifically are talking about a man who cannot have children. And so let's go weiter in understanding a little bit more about that. The halacha says they apply it to them. Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shamati Shah Saras Cholitz Cholten Leishto. I heard he has a tradition that a certain type of a saris is a sterile man. So a certain type of sterile man, he does chalitza with his brother's widow, right? His brother dies without children, so he does chalitza with his wife, with the brother's wife, and that his brothers would do chalitza as well with his wife, if he doesn't have any children. The Mefarshim explained that Ibam has a lot as well, but seemingly for just parallelism, as the Mishnah often does, that's why it says chalitza. So the brothers could do chalitza with his wife, and they could also do Yibam. And then he says, Rabbi Yeshua, that he's also aware of a different type of man who's a saris, who's a sterile man, who doesn't do chalitza with his brother's widow, and his brothers don't do chalitza with his wife. Ve'inli lefarish, and says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard this, but I have no idea how to explain this. Meaning, evidently, he says there are two types of sarisim, there are two types of sterile men, categorically, and one of them we allow chalitza, and the other ones we don't allow chalitza with, but I have no idea which one is which. So says Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva, I have an answer, says Rabbi Akiva. Ani Efarish, I'll explain. Sris Adam, if you have someone who was born otherwise healthy, and he was able to have children, but he became a sris through an adam. He became a sris, he became a sterile individual because of an injury through another man, or basically through any other sort of injury or illness that he experienced during his lifetime, and he became sterile. Cholitz v'cholten l'ishto. If he does, this individual who's a sris adam, he had an inflicted injury, and therefore he became sterile. So this guy does chalitza with his brother's wife, if such a case occurs, and his brothers also do chalitza with his wife, or again, they could do yibam as well. Bipnei shahaisa lo shasa kosher. The reason why this is allowed is because there was a time in his life when he was kosher, he was fit to have children, and therefore, since there was a time when he was fit to have children, so we say that we allow for such a thing. In other words, the whole notion of yibam is the ability to continue on a lineage and so continue on a name, and since he in this sense did have a name at one point, he did have the ability to have children, and so there is like a lineage to be passed on. So therefore, we allow for the chalitza or the yibam in theory as well, for the brothers to do yibam with this sris's widowed wife. Okay, fine. So that's the first case of a sris adam. Sris chama. Let's say you have someone who was called a sris chama. Literally means like chama is son. So S-U-N, son. So it means like the son caused his sterility. But meaning that he was sterile from birth. Like the second he saw the son, that's when he became sterile. Meaning the second he came out of his mother's womb. So someone who's sterile from birth, such an individual, lo cholitz lo cholten leish. He doesn't do chalitza with his brother's wife, and nor does he do nor do his brothers do chalitza with his wife. Because he never had a time in his life when he was fit to have children, and therefore we say it is not necessary and not even allowed. And we'll see in the next Mishnah what happens if someone does do chalitza or yibam. That's the idea. If it's sris adam, you do allow it. Sris chama, you don't allow it, because the sris Adam had a shas kosher, and the Swiss Chama never had a shas kosher. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Loki, what are you talking about, Rabbi Kiva? That's not true what you just said. The exact opposite, in fact. Ela Swiss Chama, someone who's a Swiss Chama, someone who was sterile from birth, Chalitz v'chotz in Leishto. He does Chalitza with his brother's wife, and his brothers do Chalitza with his wife, or Yibam in parentheses. Vimnei Sheish L'Rafua. Why? Because he can usually, evidently, be healed, and he doesn't need to be sterile forever. So since it could be rectified, the sterility, so we say it's allowed. Sris Adam, however, someone who became sterile through some sort of an injury inflicted by another man or some other injury whatsoever. He doesn't do chalitza with his brother's wife, and his brothers don't do chalitza with his wife, because he cannot be healed, and he's going to be sterile forever. Now, this is a very interesting idea, because seemingly it's a Metzias question, and how do you know? Maybe the technology will allow him to be healed, or maybe he will never be healed. So how do you say such a klal, according to Rabbi Eliezer's view? And so perhaps you can't assume that it's going to be a miracle, because if it's a miracle for the first case, then you have to assume it's a miracle for the second case. So evidently, Rabbi Eliezer had in mind that people who are born sterile, there's some sort of remedy that existed out there, perhaps, in those days, and therefore there is allowed to be a chalitza, whereas when it comes to a sirs adam, since there's usually not a known refuah, again, in those times, and therefore he would not be able to do chalitza. But says the Mishnah, we actually like Rabbi Akiva's opinion more, because Hayid Rabbi Yoshua ben Besera al ben Megusas Shayab Yerushalayim Sris Adam, that Rabbi Yoshua ben Besera, he gave testimony about a man, his name was ben Megusas, and this man lived in Yerushalayim, and he evidently was sterile, but he was a Sris, he was sterile through an injury inflicted by someone else, by another man, meaning he was not born sterile, and the Yibmu es Ishto, that when ben Megusas, when he died, the Chachamim allowed his brother to do Yibam with his wife. L'kayim divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Basir evidently gave this testimony to support the words of Rabbi Akiva, who ruled that the brothers can do chalitza with the wife of a man who became sterile through injury, and they that they, right, they can do chalitza, and they can also do Yibam as well. Okay, Mishnah Hey. Let's say Hasaris lo cholitz velo miyabim. The opening line is a reiteration of what we just said. One who is a siris, who's a sterile person from birth, we'll see, doesn't do chalitza or yibam. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught in the previous Mishnah. V'chein ayelunes lo cholitz velo miyabim. And so too says the Mishnah. Okay, this is more explicit now. So you have a siris, that's a man who can't have children. Then you have an ayelunes, and ayelunes, as we said previously, is a woman who can't have children. So when it comes to an ayelunes, she doesn't do chalitza and is not taken in yibam if her husband dies without children. And then, says the Mishnah, however, hasaris shachalitz levimto. Let's say someone is a sris. Let's say he is sterile from birth, where he would not have needed to do anything, but he does do chalitza with his yivama. So lo pasala, says the Mishnah, he doesn't disqualify her from marrying a kohen. Why? Normally, a woman who does get chalitza is puzzled. Because we say, a woman who did chalitza in this situation, the chalitza is meaningless, because there's no yibam bond between this man and the yavama. So therefore, when they did it, it was wrong. No harm, no foul. And so she is not puzzled to a queen. But let's say ba'ala, if he has relations with her, he does yibam with her. And then pesala, he does disqualify her from marrying a kohen. Why? Because it's a forbidden act of relations. And therefore, since that was prohibited, so there... anyone who has relations with someone who's prohibited to him is not allowed to marry a kohen. So therefore, this woman cannot marry a kohen at this point. And so too, if there was an islandess who did chalitza, with whom the brothers ended up doing chalitza with her, lo psaluha, still she's not disqualified from marrying a kohen. Right? There was a machlokus if an islandess could ever marry a kohen, but evidently we paskin, or this mishnah certainly goes along the lines to say that an islandess is kosher to marry a kohen. So these people, even though they do chalitza with her, they don't disqualify her from marrying a kohen. The chalitza is simply meaningless, as we said before. But aluha, but let's say they had relations with her, then pisaluha, then they do disqualify her from marrying a kohen. Because the relations they had was a forbidden marital relations, because there was no mitzvah of yibam, and therefore she becomes usher to a kohen. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we'll stop right here.